The Ant Hill, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, Anartha Pindika's monastery. Now at that time, Venerable Kassapa, the prince, was staying in the dark forest. Then, late at night, a glorious deity, lighting up the entire dark forest, went up to Kassapa, stood to one side, and said, "Monk, monk, this anthill fumes by night and flames by day." The Brahmin said, "Take up the sword and dig, O sage." Taking up the sword and digging, the sage saw a bar. "A bar, sir," the Brahmin said. "Throw out the bar. Take up the sword and dig, O sage." Taking up the sword and digging, the sage saw a bullfrog. "A bullfrog, sir," the Brahmin said. "Throw out the bullfrog. Take up the sword and dig, O sage." Taking up the sword and digging, the sage saw a forked path. "A forked path, sir," the Brahmin said. "Throw out the forked path. Take up the sword and dig, O sage." Taking up the sword and digging, the sage saw a box. "A box, sir," the Brahmin said. "Throw out the box. Take up the sword and dig, O sage." Taking up the sword and digging, the sage saw a tortoise. "A tortoise, sir," the Brahmin said. "Throw out the tortoise. Take up the sword and dig, O sage." Taking up the sword and digging, the sage saw an axe and block. "An axe and block, sir," the Brahmin said. "Throw out the axe and block. Take up the sword and dig, O sage." Taking up the sword and digging, the sage saw a piece of flesh. "A piece of flesh, sir," the Brahmin said. "Throw out the piece of flesh. Take up the sword and dig, O sage." Taking up the sword and digging, the sage saw a dragon. "A dragon, sir," the Brahmin said. "Leave the dragon. Do not disturb the dragon. Worship the dragon." Mendicant, go to the Buddha and ask him about this riddle. You should remember it in line with his answer. I don't see anyone in this world, with its gods, Maras and Brahmas, this population with its ascetics and Brahmins, its gods and humans, who could provide a satisfying answer to this riddle except for the realized one, or his disciple, or someone who has heard it from them. That is what that deity said before vanishing right there. Then, when the night had passed, Kassapa went to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side and told him what had happened. Then he asked, "Sir, what is the anthill? What is the fuming by night and flaming by day? Who is the Brahmin? And who is the sage? What are the sword, the digging, the bar, the bullfrog, the forked path, the box, the tortoise, the axe and block, and the piece of flesh? And what is the dragon?" Mendicant, anthill is a term for this body made up of the four primary elements, produced by mother and father, built up from rice and porridge, liable to impermanence, to wearing away and erosion, to breaking up and destruction. Thinking and considering all night about what you did during the day, this is the fuming at night. The work you apply yourself to during the day by body, speech and mind after thinking about it all night, this is the flaming by day. Brahmin is a term for the realized one, the perfected one, the fully awakened Buddha. Sage is a term for the trainee mendicant. Sword is a term for noble wisdom. Digging is a term for being energetic. Bar is a term for ignorance. Throw out the bar means give up ignorance. Take up the sword, sage, and dig. Bullfrog is a term for anger and distress. Throw out the bullfrog means give up anger and distress. A forked path is a term for doubt. Throw out the forked path means give up doubt. Box is a term for the five hindrances, that is, the hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, dullness and drowsiness, restlessness and remorse, and doubt. Throw out the box means give up the five hindrances. Tortoise is a term for the five grasping aggregates, that is, form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. Throw out the tortoise means give up the five grasping aggregates. Axe and block is a term for the five kinds of sensual stimulation, sights known by the eye that are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. Sounds known by the ear that are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. Smells known by the nose that are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. Tastes known by the tongue that are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. Touches known by the body that are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. Throw out the axe and block means give up the five kinds of sensual stimulation. Piece of flesh is a term for desire with relishing. Throw out the piece of flesh means give up desire with relishing. Dragon is a term for a mendicant who has ended the defilements. This is the meaning of leave the dragon, do not disturb the dragon, worship the dragon. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, Venerable Kassapa the prince was happy with what the Buddha said.